Joseph meets his brothers. Well, we've got to the point in the story where Joseph is the ruler of Egypt and his brothers have come down because they're hungry. And he'd had a dream when he was little that all his brothers would bow down to him. And now they think they've killed him or got rid of him. And they came down to him to buy grain, to buy bread. And Joseph has got older, and he talks to them through an interpreter, and they don't recognize him, but he recognizes them. And eventually, now we're at the point where Joseph has them in front of him, and they're begging him for his mercy, and he cannot control himself anymore, and he shouts, "Cause everybody to go out from me." Nobody stood with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and he cried out loud, and the Egyptians heard. And the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" And his brothers couldn't answer him, for they were frightened at his presence, as they thought he's going to want to get revenge on them. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near. I expect he cuddled them. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. And now don't be angry with yourselves that you sold me there, because God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be no harvest. God sent me before you to preserve your lives in the earth by a great salvation." And later on, he says, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And that's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So even when things appear to turn out really bad, and when it really seems that everything is against us and people have been truly nasty to us, God works through that if only we trust him. So God has got a plan for us, and he works through all the bad things that happen. So that's why we don't believe that there's all the good things from God and all the bad things from somebody called Satan or the devil. God is all powerful, and all the evil he allows, and he works through it. And so Joseph says, "It was not you that sent me here, but God. And he has made me like a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his family. And I'm the ruler over all the land of Egypt. Quickly, go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. And you will dwell in the land of Goshen,'" that was the best part of the land, "'and you will be near to me, you and your children and your children's children, and your animals and all that you have, and there I will look after you. Because there are still 5 years of famine, lest you come to poverty and starve to death. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks unto you. And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you've seen. And you shall bring my father down here.' And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and cried, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them, so they cuddled each other. And after that, his brothers talked with him. And the fame of all this was heard in Pharaoh's family. Everyone said, 'Joseph's brothers have come.' And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Tell your brothers, this is what you shall do. Load your animals and go get up to the land of Canaan. And take your father and your families and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. So take your wagons out of the land of Egypt, and bring more wagons with you to take your little ones, your wives, and your father and come. Don't worry about your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours.' And the sons of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them food for the journey. To all of them he gave changes of clothes, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothes. And to his father he sent 10 donkeys loaded with good, yummy things. and 10 female donkeys with corn and bread and food. And as they departed, Joseph said to them, "See that you fall not out by the way." Now that is so important, because although we've had all God's love and God's grace and his generosity, we all have a tendency to fall out with each other. And Joseph said, "Be careful that you don't fall out with each other
what
on the
does
journey."
That mean?
Well, to have arguments, to disagree with each other and get cranky with each other. Because they would have all said, "Oh, it was your fault. No, I didn't want to sell Joseph. I wanted to save Joseph. You told the lie. No, it was you." He didn't want them to go back over all the history of what they'd done wrong in his case. He had forgiven them, and he didn't want them to go back over it and start arguing about it. Because we can never really get the record straight. We can never remember, especially over a period of years like this, we can never remember accurately how things all worked out. And by trying to work it all out and saying, "Oh, this is what happened," and then someone else says, "That's not right, that's not what happened." The best thing is to just accept forgiveness and to move on. And so they came out of Egypt into Canaan unto Jacob their father, and they told him, saying, "Joseph is still alive, and he is the governor over all the land of Egypt." Now, of course, that meant that what they had told Jacob about what had happened to Joseph was a lie. And so they had to, you know, they said, "Well, we found his coat of many colours with blood on it. It looks like he's been killed by a wild animal." Well, they knew full well that wasn't the case. Well, when Jacob heard all this, his heart fainted. He didn't believe them. And they told him all the words of Joseph. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob revived. And Jacob said, "It's enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." So it's a wonderful story of how everything worked out all right in the end, because Joseph forgave. Now, if we choose not to forgive, and we don't have to forgive, it's our choice. If we choose not to forgive, life gets not very pleasant, and everything sort of falls apart. Whereas here, with Joseph, he did forgive, and I guess Jacob also forgave his sons. And so it all worked out in the wonderful way it did.